USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Former President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social that he should be restored to the presidency and called for the suspension of the Constitution to make that happen. Congressman-elect Mike Lawler, a Republican from New York, was on CNN and says he does not support that.
I think the former president would be well advised to focus on the future if he is going to run for president again.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke Saturday at the annual Reagan National Defense Forum in Simi Valley, California. The speech focused on how the U.S. is building deterrence to prevent China from reshaping the international order as Beijing has said it aims to do. Austin said global powers have to choose responsibility over recklessness.
Great powers must communicate with candor and respect the hard-won system of international laws and alliances and norms and agreements that has made us all more secure and prosperous since the end of World War II.
The early flu season already proving to be dangerous and deadly. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates at least 78,000 Americans required hospitalization this season. Of those sickened, 4,500 did not survive. Dr. John Brownstein, an epidemiologist at Boston Children's Hospital, tells us he's fearing for the worst.
All of this volume of cases is leading to additional transmission in the community that ultimately will lead to hospitalizations and deaths. I'm very concerned for what the next coming weeks are going to bring in terms of severe cases, but also mortality in the population.
The surge of anti-Jewish vitriol spread by a world-famous rapper, an NBA star, and other prominent people is stoking fear. Fears that public figures are normalizing hate and ramping up the risk of violence in a country already experiencing a sharp increase in anti-Semitism. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, says she thinks parents should be concerned about their kids being so willing to use TikTok. Speaking at the annual Reagan National Defense Forum in California, Haines said China and others are developing frameworks for collecting foreign data.
It is extraordinary how open we are as a society and the amount of information that we put into, public venues that then can be accessed, but also through commercial means as well.
Every football fan has been there. You're cheering on your favorite team when another fan starts attracting more attention than the action on the field. Maybe they're too drunk, heckling players or officials, or challenging another fan to a fight. NewJersey.bet, the website, polled 1,150 NFL fans last month and ranked each fan base based on rudeness. The Philadelphia Eagles took home the rudest fan base. These are the same supporters who pelted Santa Claus with snowballs and threw D-cell batteries at their own players. Here's the call on the Georgia Bulldog Sports Network as Dylan Bell reels in the 3-yard reception for a touchdown, giving number one Georgia a 35-7 lead over number 14 LSU.
Everybody in tight, going to roll out, naked to the right, fires it over the middle, wide open touchdown, Dylan Bell. Just about the same spot as Darnell Washington a few moments ago.
Georgia beat LSU 50-30 to win the SEC championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O-Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.